I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump delivered his first address to a joint session of Congress Tuesday evening. As Trump spoke, Democrats watched and made their protests clear. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wodak-Suara reports.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Barely 5 minutes in, the Democratic Representative Al Green of Texas began shouting that Trump had, quote, no mandate to cut Medicaid, the government aid program for medical coverage for low-income people.
Mr. Green, take your seat. Take your seat, sir.
Green was escorted out. Earlier this week, Trump paused military aid to Ukraine, following last week's combative Oval Office meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky over a deal that would give the U.S. rights to Ukrainian rare earth minerals. In delivering the Democrats' response, Senator Alisa Slotkin of Michigan highlighted Trump's fiery exchange with Zelensky.
And that scene in the Oval Office wasn't just a bad episode of reality TV. It summed up Trump's whole approach to the world. He believes in cozying up to dictators like Vladimir Putin and kicking our friends like the Canadians in the teeth. He sees American leadership as merely a series of real estate transactions.
Other Democrats signaled their protest while Trump spoke, wearing pink to call attention to Trump's policies they say negatively impact women and families, and holding signs including Musk steals.
Doge. Perhaps you've heard of it.
Referring to efforts by tech billionaire Elon Musk to slash federal bureaucracy by canceling government contracts and firing tens of thousands of federal employees. Patsy Wodak-Suara, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Israel's cutoff of food, fuel, medicine, and other supplies to Gaza's 2 million people has sent prices soaring and humanitarian groups into overdrive. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
The aid freeze has imperiled the tenuous progress aid workers say they've made to reduce famine over the past 6 weeks during phase one of the ceasefire deal. There's no major stockpile of tents in Gaza for Palestinians to rely on during the aid freeze, says Shane Lowe, communications advisor for the Norwegian Refugee Council. The aid that came in during the ceasefire's first phase, she says, was in fact nowhere near enough to address all of the needs. Israel says the siege aims at pressuring Hamas to accept its spin-off ceasefire proposal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Canada's ambassador to the World Trade Organization in Geneva requested consultations with the United States on Wednesday over what she called quote-unquote unjustified tariffs. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Tuesday that Trump's tariffs on Canadian imports were a, quote, very dumb thing to do, unquote, and said Ottawa was striking back immediately. It's a sentiment echoed by many Canadians, like Windsor City Councillor Kieran McKenzie.
I don't see how dismantling the most productive and mutually beneficial trade agreement in the history of the world makes sense for anybody. It just doesn't.
President Trump said Canada had failed to do enough to stem the flow of fentanyl and its precursor chemicals into the United States. China formally launched a dispute at the WTO on February 5th over a 10% tariff imposed by Trump on Chinese goods. Trump has since doubled the tariffs to 20%, sparking concern about a trade war between the world's two largest economies. South Sudanese soldiers surrounded Vice President Riek Machar's home in the capital on Wednesday, and several of his allies, including the petroleum minister and several senior military officials, were arrested after an armed group allied to Machar overran an army base in the country's north. The vice president, whose rivalry with President Salva Kiir has in the past exploded into civil war, said last month that the firing of several of his allies from government posts threatened the 2018 peace deal between him and Kiir that ended a five-year civil war in which more than 400,000 people were killed. Prayers and good wishes of the faithful hoping to see Pope Francis again soon continued Wednesday as the pontiff remained hospitalized with double pneumonia. Liana Cardoso is from Brazil.
I think he's serious, very serious. And of course, we are all very worried about him.
The Vatican said the Pope had a restful night, adding that on Tuesday, Francis was reconnected to non-invasive mechanical ventilation overnight to help him breathe, underscoring his continued trouble, difficulty, and shaking off the illness. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.